Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. You have tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, get them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Let's have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rao, and you can inbox her and leave her a message there. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Ryle. First, on Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power's Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit, which is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word. You can receive it by text or email of your choice for an offering of $25 or more. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. If you would like to receive the Moments in the Spirit, if you can contact Apostle Ryle at the information that I have given you earlier. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOWL team. If you would like to become a partner also with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you can contact Apostle Ryle at the information that I gave you earlier. That is, well, we got another one. Let's see here. Did I miss Elder? I don't think I did. But Without Walls Worldwide Radio, WOWL Radio, which is hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew on FaithCon by Hearing Ministries. She's on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected. Amen. A powerful woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God, a praying woman. Amen. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOWL team. If you have prayer, please leave your prayer request on Facebook or submit your prayer on my website, voiceoftruth@yola.com, and we will keep you in prayer and pray with you. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from 1 John, the first chapter today. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father. We thank you that thou art God and thou art a mighty God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for being God and being the God that can do all things, that is able to do all things, able to supply all things. And God, we just said thank you. Oh, God, we just come praying, oh, Father God, that you will heal the souls and mind of your people, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will save a soul even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praying for the sick. We come praying for those who are on that sick bed, oh, Father God, we pray for healing and deliverance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, Father, just praying, oh, Father God, for all the trouble that's in the land, oh, God. We just pray, Father God, for peace in the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just send forth your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because it's the word, oh God, that will bring peace into the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just give you glory and honor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to heal the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the only one that can heal the land and make peace in the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Oh, God, we just give you praise. We just worship and we glorify your name and magnify your name, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will bring someone out of the darkness to your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save a soul right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that you will bless your children all over the land, all over this world, oh God. Bless them in a mighty way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Supply everything that they need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Supply what they need for the ministry, oh God. If somebody that needs something for the ministry, oh God, let them know, God, that you are able to supply everything that they need for the ministry. They don't have to beg. Oh, my God, we just thank you right now for supplying the very need that they need right even now, God. We ask you to do it supernaturally, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just pray for families that are in need, oh, Father. Oh, they are in need of healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for so much sorrow, oh, God. We just pray that you will comfort, oh, God. We just pray that you will heal the land, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that the world will come back unto you, oh, Father, the Creator, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just give you praise. Well, we know that thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh, God. We just thank you. We just magnify your name, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise, oh, Father. Oh, God, protect your children in the land, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All glory goes to God. Amen. Amen. What an awesome God that was served. That he's able to do all things if we would just believe. Amen. The message will be coming from 1 John today, the first chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. And the word of God reads, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Then this is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but in your own devotional time, go back and read the entirety of the chapter so that you can get an understanding of God's word and what he is saying unto you in his word. The title of our message today is, there is no darkness in God. There is no darkness in God. Hallelujah. As John tells us in the word of God, hallelujah, that there is no darkness in God. and that God is the light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. As John began the chapter off, he says unto us, that which was the beginning, glory be to God. He's talking, hallelujah, about the word. Because in 1 John, it tells us in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Hallelujah. So he's talking about the word, hallelujah. And he's telling us, glory be to God, that the reason why he know all these things is because the life was manifested. Jesus Christ was the life. He was the Son, and he was manifested, glory be to God. And he bear witness to it. That's why he declared that Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah, was manifested unto them, hallelujah. And he showed unto them the eternal life which was in the Father, hallelujah. My God, my God, ah, my God, Jesus, glory be to God, who is the light of the world, hallelujah. My God, my God, he says, I declare it to you. I can tell you that it is because I was there. I can tell you that it will because I walked beside it. I can tell you that it was him. I can tell you that he is the light. I can tell you that he was the living word. I can tell you that the word was manifested in the flesh because I was there. Glory be to God. And this is why he said, this is the message that we declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One person said it like this, that God is like a beam of light. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah, of many colors. Glory be to God. A bright, shining light that shines brightly within the darkness. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And John goes on to tell us, hallelujah, if we say that we fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. In other words, glory be to God, hallelujah, when we say we're called by God, let me give you a truth. When we say that we're chosen by God, glory be to God, and we're living in sin, we're living in darkness, hallelujah. We're not living in the truth, glory be to God. If we're living in truth, glory be to God, we'll preach the truth of God's word, glory be to God. We want to water down the word, glory be to God, hallelujah, because when we're walking in the light of the Father, glory be to God, his light ought to shine brightly upon our lives. Glory be to God. Ah, my God. The Bible just told us that God is light, and there's no darkness at all within him. Glory be to God. Nor upon him. Glory be to God. Therefore, when we walk and we say that we are of God and we are children of God, there should be no speck of darkness within us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There ought not to be any secret sin. That's the truth. Glory be to God. My God. My Lord, hallelujah. When we say, glory be to God, hallelujah, my God, that we are living for Jesus, glory be to God, that ought to be a truth in our lives. We ought to be there. Our light ought to be shining brightly, glory be to God. That's how we live our lives, glory be to God. But if we're living unholy, if we're living unrighteous, glory be to God. If we live in unclean lives before God, that's darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said it's not a truth. Glory be to God. You're not living in truth. Glory be to God. The truth is, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're in the church house on Sunday, every Sunday, and then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and on Saturday, you are living a life of sin. The Bible just said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie. We ain't telling the truth. The truth. If we're in the church and we're working on the finance committee and we're stealing from the church, that's darkness. That's not the truth. Because the light of God will never steal from God. Glory be to God. If you're living in darkness, glory be to God. Making babies in the church, that's darkness. It's sin. Sin brings Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible even tells us that when God delivers us, those that say that we are called, those that say that we are chosen by God, when God delivers us from out of the valley, I'm paraphrasing, when God delivers us out of the valley of darkness, he brings us to his marvelous light. Glory be to God. See, the word of God says that God can keep us no matter what's going on around us. God is able to keep us. Hallelujah. His word is able to keep us. John said the word of life, the life-giving word is what keeps us. See, when you got a life of a word in you, your mind ain't meditating on the word, and you're doing the things that the world do, glory be to God. You allow the darkness to creep in. Oh, my God, my God. We live in a world today, glory be to God, where darkness has creeped in. Glory be to God. Where they have taken the word of God and trampled upon the word. Where they have pulled the word and taken the word of God out of everything. Oh, glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, my God. We're living in a world, my God. Hallelujah. Where evil is good. Good is evil. Where right is wrong. And where the wrong is right. Glory be to God. We're living at a time, glory be to God, when people don't want God. They love darkness more than they love light. Glory be to God. They love the things of God. The truth is, if you can't believe in God, but you're going to the root work. When Jesus Christ has died for you to have life, not of God. Operating in witchcraft is not of God. Glory be to God. It's darkness and it's evilness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word tells us here, if we say, that's what his message is. He said, this then is the message which I heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. If it's in it darkness, if you're doing it in it darkness, it's not of God. If you've got the heart to do it, it's not of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, by the word of truth and by the power of God, hallelujah, we can be delivered from darkness. But you got to want to come out of darkness. People are living in sin. They're going to church every Sunday and they're living in sin and darkness. Glory be to God. Because the word of God is not being preached. The message has been watered down. Think it's okay to live in sin. The souls upon your hands. It's the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. It's sin in the land. That's what so much going on is sin in the land. We need to get on our knees and pray. If my people will call by my name, on all of themselves and pray, glory be to God. It's sin. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. Well, we have changed, glory be to God, and watered down God's word. Hallelujah, to please man. Oh, hallelujah. And people are walking in darkness. They're not walking in the light. Because the Bible says, but if we walk in the light, and he is light. He was the light. Jesus was the light that came into the world. He said the world rejected him. They're rejecting him today. Glory be to God. My God, my God. If we say that we are living for Jesus, if we say that we love the Lord. If we say that we're living in the light, our light ought to be shining. Glory be to God. It ought not to just shine on a Sunday. Glory be to God. But it should shine every day of our lives. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. If we live according to God's word, God's word is our light. Our path. It is his word. Glory be to God. That's what they said. We know. We've been there. We've been with him. We know that he is. We know that he's the word. We know that he's life. We know that he's the light. because we witness it. We bear witness of ourselves. And I'm telling you, he's saying in the word, I'm paraphrasing, hallelujah, that if you walk in darkness, glory be to God, we lie and do not tell the truth. The truth is that Jesus came that all might have life in him. Oh, he can pull you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus said himself, I am the light of the world. And whoever will walk, whoever walks in darkness will never walk in darkness again. But they will walk in the light of life. It's something wrong. When you say you're a child of God and you're walking in darkness, something wrong. Oh, it's time to get back on our knees and need to examine ourselves. Because when we're walking in the light, we should be walking in holiness and righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be walking in holiness. Holiness is the right thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be walking in God's marvelous light. Somebody ought to look at us and see the light shine. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. I just wonder, hallelujah. Are you living a lie? Are you living in darkness? Glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, my God. We just thank you for your word. My God, my God. If we live in darkness, it cannot produce life. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. The Bible tells us that when we walk in darkness, glory be to God, there's no God in us. Because he is a God of life, and he don't dwell in unclean places. Glory be to God. Oh, the world has turned away from God. They're passing all kind of things against the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The Bible tells that light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. They don't want God. Glory be to God. They want the things of the world. But he's telling us here, glory be to God, if we say, it's what we say. That's what we bear witness. That's what we say. That's what we give our testimony. We say that we've been saved, healed, delivered, and set free. That we're walking in the light of the Lord. But our lifestyle shows something different. It's not the truth. See, it's not the truth if you are committing adultery and fornication. That's not a truth. Because those that walk in the light don't do those things. If you are a relationship, two men together and two women together, which cannot produce life, L-I-F-E, it cannot produce life. Hallelujah. That's not a truth. That means that the Bible says, hallelujah, that if you're living in darkness, we lie and do not the truth because we're walking in darkness. That's why the world, hallelujah, the Bible says the world will be full of many false prophets because they give you just a little truth and then they turn and twist the word of God. Stop twisting the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. People need healing and deliverance and being set free. They're supposed to be able to come to the house of God and be delivered from darkness. Not continue to be in the church for 30 years and 40 years and on the church row and on the choir in the pulpit preaching. Glory be to God, elders of the church, evangelists and prophets and prophetess and pastors and teachers and living in darkness. There's no truth. They're living a lie. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. They're living a lie. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. You can't hide nothing from him. He know your secret sin. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. We got to walk in the light of Christ. When we say that we're walking in the light and that God is light,
We represent God everywhere that we go. We represent him. Glory be to God. And we ought to be walking in the light. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus washes away our sin. It cleanses us from sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with the land. It's sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Yes, as Elder said yesterday on our show, if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to this powerful message. The people in the land need to pray because it's sin in the land. It's prayer is what needed. The marching is not going to do any good. It's the prayer that is needed. The saints of God need to get on their knees and pray. Because people need to be healed from darkness. Where there's a life of the word, you have to have the word of God. Got to have it. Glory be to God. The word of God must be preached. The truth of his word must be preached. Glory be to God. It's time out for prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So your lifestyle will tell it. Just by the word. The word said darkness. It's their life. How you live will tell people who you belong to. Glory be to God. Because you can't hold the hand of God and the hand of devil. You can't walk in the light and in darkness. You're going to be either or, but you ain't going to be both. You can't love two masters. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right with God and stop playing. My God, stop playing. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Your light ought to be shining in your marriage. Your love ought to be shining in your home. It ought to be shining in your church. It ought to be shining on your job. It ought to be shining in your community. The light of God upon you ought to be shining. Even if you're a mom that does me, even if you're down in the valley, your light still ought to be shining. Glory be to God. That song said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All in my neighborhood, all in my church, my little light, I'm going to let it shine. Is your light shining? Glory be to God. Is your light shining? Or is your light shining just before me because God knows what you're doing? Oh, my God, my God. Is it just shining on Sunday? Glory be to God. Is it just shining on Bible study night? On choir anniversary, church anniversary? Hallelujah. Is the light shining? Is that the only time that it shines? Glory be to God. Time out for playing church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. The light has already come into the world. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And he came, hallelujah, that all might have life in him and that the world, hallelujah, could be saved. But the Bible said men love darkness rather than they love light. Glory be to God. Because they love their own evil deeds. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Men hate the light, glory be to God, and love darkness, glory be to God. But God is light, and God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Today is a day, hallelujah, that you ought to give your life to God and come out of darkness, glory be to God, and live for the Savior, glory be to God. If you don't know the Savior, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know him, glory be to God, it's time now to get right with God because Jesus is soon to return. Amen. If you don't know him, just ask him. Say, Lord, save me. It's as simple as that. Lord, save me. I repent of my sin. Glory be to God. I believe that you came in the flesh just for me. I believe you died and rose again and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of my sin. Glory be to God. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Oh, I repent of every sin that I've done, knowing and unknown, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Wash me clean with your blood, oh, Lord.
in the mighty name of Jesus, that I will never walk in the darkness but in your light, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer, hallelujah, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Find your Bible, believe in church, and get your Bible and begin to read up and develop your relationship with God. Leave my message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, hallelujah, I want to welcome you again to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You can contact me on Facebook at Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth. Amen. Just leave me a message there so we can pray with you. Amen. And help you on this Christian journey. Amen. This journey of faith. Amen. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. Be safe. Know that God is with you. Know that God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.